study done.
There's a whole question about memory and the accuracy of memory, and memory is notoriously inaccurate. There was a study done at Columbia University, and now people will call me and tell me it wasn't Columbia. It's shocking blue.
Have you already done?
All done. And that is that when the space shuttle, the first space shuttle, blew up with Christine McAuliffe.
Challenger?
Yes. The first one. They asked something 20 or 30 journalist students to write an essay as to what they were thinking and doing at the shuttle, what their feelings were the very next day. They wrote their state, but that isn't what the study was. What the study was, they went back to the same people that were still living 20 years later. They found the people. That's what the study was. And they said, we want you to write essays on what you were doing when the shuttle exploded. And out of the 20 or 30 people in the sample, not one of them was the same. And not only with minor variations, huge variations. People who the day after the shuttle said they were doing the laundry alone, 20 years later were saying they were at a bar with a group of friends and they were all crying. People who were at a bar with a group of friends and all crying, saying they were watching it alone at midnight. And the stories, every story varied completely. Now, the only thing I have is that I've taken notes my whole life of things that have happened, like of names and places, and Anne's.
We corroborate a lot, too.
And Anne has seen, like, notebooks and notebooks and notebooks of
like, in the movie Seven or
and
something.
And also, since I keep every piece of paper, I can go back and be like, no, it was 1987. See, there's that newspaper article.
And notebooks and notebooks and notebooks of stuff, so I could go, you know, when I worked at Ian Cannes when I was 13, I worked in an office with Sam Schaefer, who was a survivor of World War I. World War I. And he went to war and was terrified and hid in a box. He was in the trenches, and he was so scared in the trenches of wherever they were, France, whatever. He hid in a box. And for 3 days, and when he came out of the box, there was an entirely different army occupying the trenches, and they found him in the box and sent him to a prison camp.
I thought he was going to have a good ending.
No, well, it did, because he went to it. The Germans were not the same Germans of World War II, and they sent him to Italy, and he ended up eating Italian food for the rest of the war and had a great time. He said it was the first time he ever used a condom.
What?
World War I.
All right.
Sam Schaefer.
Well, the purpose of that story, Stephen, all of these stories is just to say that...
I try to be accurate.
Your entire personal history could be complete load of horse crap.
Yeah, it could be, but I try to be completely accurate, and sometimes it fails.